Good morning, everyone. God bless you today on this Black Friday, as they call it, according to the shoppers, at least. Well, I'm a little late coming on this AM, but we had a busy day yesterday, like most of you did. So here we are, talking about the good things of God and rejoicing that God is God today, as He always is and always will be. The challenge we have is to understand what our part is in the walk of faith, what we are to do to fulfill the kingdom of God on earth and to be that part that we've been called to, and that is to bring heaven to earth. That's an interesting statement. I want to spend some time perhaps next week on that, bringing heaven to earth. How it functions, or what's the practical ways we do that? What is that referring to, and how can we be involved in the heaven to earth thing? I think that's important to say or to do. Well, we're still in the staying free subject. A little booklet I did a few years ago, and planning on reprinting that, but. As if you're new to the channel, I'll pick up some of the background on that. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, like, share, all the things that we love to do and can do together. Amen. Amen. Well, I trust you had a good Thanksgiving. I trust that you got to see some of your family and friends. Have some good conversation, good fellowship around the table. If you didn't and you had a difficult time, some people don't have those opportunities. When you're in those situations, cast all of your care on the Lord, for He cares for you and He will take you through the trial and the times that you're not being fulfilled or not being minister to in those ways. And we bless you in that today. Our subject today on staying free is a continuation of the thoughts on step number three in staying free is take in the Word of God daily. And so we started off, and today I want to talk about eating the bread of life. Eating the bread of life. Now, Jesus said that if we would eat His flesh and drink His blood, we would have eternal life and so forth. Well, the locals obviously referred to Him as a cannibal. And the rumor was that Christians in that era of time after the resurrection and the church begin to be formed, Christianity begin to be identified. They claimed that the Christians were having these private meetings, eating flesh, eating human flesh. Well, we know that's not true because this is a spiritual concept. But it's an interesting fact, I believe, that what we do in the physical by faith becomes a reality. In fact, becomes the flesh and blood of Jesus in the spirit. It, as if we did, because He said if we would, we would receive. So we do it by faith. We do it through emblems, symbols. We do it. We take in in most cases the bread and the juice or the wine if you're in that particular culture. And we believe that we are, by faith, taking a hold of the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ. And at communion or at the rituals that different people gather together over, by faith they're taking in the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. However, you and I, following the pathway that Paul told Timothy to do, you and I study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And here's an amazing miracle of supernatural transformation and when we transfer something from one thing to another. And it has to do with reading the scriptures, studying the scriptures, preaching it, hearing it preached, receiving it by faith. It becomes the essence of the body of Christ, because he is called the bread of life, isn't he? He's called the bread of life. So the word of God then is the bread that we eat for life. Amen. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. This is in the Amplified. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, and above all, that you guard this, for out of it flows the springs of life. All right. So the word of God comes into our spirits and brings life to our spirit. And out of our spirit flows the life of Christ and the life of God. I'm convinced by scriptural reading, studying, and the experience of life now, and living this long as a Christian, as a son of God, that life that comes out of us literally affects the world around us. Our conversation is what is referred to as our lifestyle in the Old Testament. When they use the word conversation, it's the lifestyle, the way we live, is the impression and the impact that the world has around us. So we take in the word of God, which is the bread of life, and we take in the word of God, which is his body and his flesh and his blood. And as we take in the bread of life, gives us that spiritual energy, as it were, spiritual calories, all those things we get from the proteins and the energy that comes from food. When we take in the word of God becomes the essence of our spiritual strength. Now, we don't feed the brain only, even though the brain is involved in all the mechanisms, the brain being the part of our body that records and sends signals, gives us that brain power, as we call it, thinking power. But the spirit is fed by the living word of God. And I don't believe our spirit can be fed by anything else. You try to feed our spirit entertainment, and it begins to shrink, in a sense. It's not exercised unto godliness. Jesus referred to his disciples as weak faith people at one time. Where is your faith? How come it's so weak? Now, weak faith would be another way to say a spirit, your spirit that has been on a hunger strike. Well, not a hunger strike, because that wouldn't do it, but you haven't fed it correctly, and it's become weakened. I tell you, if you fast more than 2 or 3 days, you find that your body suddenly becomes slower. You don't get out of the chair as quick, and you walk different. Why? Because you haven't put in the energy through food that your body requires. Well, how about eating of the bread of life once a month or once a week? How about eating the bread of life in snack form instead of dinner form? You know, my mother always told me, don't eat that cookie, you'll ruin your dinner. Well, I thought that cookie was a pretty good thing to start with, but that wasn't her philosophy. Now, why? Because she knew something that I didn't know as a kid, that if I took that cookie, it would dumb down my appetite, and I would feel satisfied, even though I had not taken in nutrients. I had not taken in energy, didn't eat the meat, you know, that needed that protein and that go power. I ate a cookie, and it fooled my body into thinking I was satisfied. And so my meal was shoved aside. So if you snack your spiritual food, if you, you know, find your favorite little tidbits and nibble on them, find your favorite subjects, or you listen to your favorite teacher, as it were, you'll snack on that. It'll satisfy you. And you will not eat of what the spirit may be feeding you or wanting to feed you for the day or the season of your life. So I encourage you to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Joshua 1:8 in the Amplified says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success." Now, that's a pretty good promise and very tempting and inviting. Good success, prosper. That's a sales pitch if I've ever seen it by the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you will meditate upon it, take it in. Psalms 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee." Wow, guaranteed insurance. Put the word in, there's a defense comes up. And when temptation comes, the notice, computer language, the notice comes up on your iPhone. Don't do that. You will be sorry. It's called conscience, isn't it? But you don't know that if you don't know the Word of God. The Word of God sets the course, puts the course in there, you know, makes the deal. Amen. Deuteronomy 28:1-2 amplified, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Now, here we come. I hear the stamping of the pounding of the herd coming behind me. There's a runaway herd called the blessings of the Lord, and they're just about ready to overtake me as a stampede of cattle would, because I have taken the voice of the Lord in. I've listened to the Word of God. I've meditated upon the Word of God. I've retained it in my spirit. And because it's defending me now the blessings are going to run over me, right up my backside. And that's something. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So this new thought pattern, attitude, lifestyle of taking the Word of God in as being a consumer of the Bible, of the Scriptures, and then meditate upon the Word of God until the Spirit of God speaks something out of that Scripture to you. It's not just to the brain, it's to the Spirit. The brain can retain, but the Spirit can understand. The brain can memorize, but the Spirit gets the foundational truth out of it. And out of the Spirit, then God opens up that Scripture and begins to lay it out before you and give you the essence and then the meat of it and then the growth of it. Amen. I've challenged people for a long time to read John 3:16. That's perhaps the first one we memorized. And it certainly has, it certainly contains what we need to understand to find Jesus, find Christianity, find the born again experience. We take God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So we take that and we receive him. But I tell you this, after several decades, quite a few decades of worshiping, serving, and reading John 3:16 and meditating upon it, it means more to me than it did then, because it expands. The word of God opens up and expands in revelation. So when you read it on the page of the Bible, it opens that window. And if you look in that window by faith and meditate upon that, you will see a world of revelation that you have never found. Is there a scripture that you've come across in the last season, you know, the last little bit, that just leaped out at you, grabbed a hold, you like that one? Go back to it. Spend some time meditating upon it. Spend some time giving yourself unto thought and prayer. And you watch, by the end of the week, if you'll do that, that scripture will come alive and speak to you in 500 different ways in a course of time. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, these are foundational thoughts out of the bread of life. 1 John 4:4, ye are God, little children. Ye are of God, little children. Let's get that right. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, that's the word of God spoken to you today and giving you that energy and that faith to go forward. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Isaiah 54:17 in the Amplified, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall raise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their faithful, as their justification, says the Lord. Now, that's Amplified, and that's reading very small print in the morning. So a little stumble here and there, but I wanted you to hear those scriptures so that you can hear the bread of life and receive the impact in your spirit today as you start this this weekend experience with the Lord. Let the energy and the power of the word of God be in your spirit today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for being with me today, and continue to press on into the weekend. We'll see you on Sunday night at 6 o'clock again in our regular slot in that Sunday evening time. Meanwhile, if you haven't subscribed, do so. It's a great blessing to have that. Have you do that. Facebook takes a friend or a thumbs up. And you can share, or you can make a comment. That's all part of giving strength to the program. Thank you for that. And if God's nudging you or speaking to you about sending us a gift, you can do that with the show notes right below. And there's a place for PayPal or the snail mail. The address is there to mail it in the U.S. Post Office. And that works eventually. Okay. I love you guys. Thank you for coming by today. Until next time, which is Sunday night, and then all day next week, again, we will be talking about the good things of the Lord. Until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance and favor be the perfume and the aroma that comes off your spirit in Jesus' name.